kick it off with a father and son duo who'll be going head-to-head on the weekend, Nash Rewilla and Campbell Rewilla. Nash, great to see you back in Melbourne. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's terrific to be home. You know, it's probably been about spring last year, I guess, sometime around then that I was able to be home last. And, yeah, really enjoying my time.
And when did you think, maybe I'll set myself up in Melbourne over Christmas? Is it because of the COVID situation and you haven't really been able to get home and see people?
Yeah, well, definitely, yeah. Look, Sarah was probably up there in Sydney with me just before COVID got quite serious down here, and obviously she sort of thought, well, she'll get back to the kids, and we probably couldn't have envisaged that it'd take so long to sort of get to see each other again. But yeah, it's been quite tough, but anyway, we've managed.
Well, it'll be good to see you going head-to-head with your son, Campbell, who you must be very proud of what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's always been a very sort of focused and dedicated young fellow, you know, right from a young age. And he sort of, over in Hong Kong, really, he sort of started to get really interested in sort of getting involved. And, you know, he got a little pony over there and started riding that every day. And you know, he was getting to the track every morning, helping me sort of get on better rides. And, he's done a terrific job, and it's great to see him doing so well.
What do you get more thrill out of, watching Campbell ride a winner, or are you actually riding one?
It's hard to explain. Probably him riding a winner, I reckon. Yeah, geez, it's just a different level experience, you know. I mean, I can't explain it, but it is. It's something you can't explain. It's just a real buzz that, you don't sort of expect you're going to get that sort of feel of emotion, but it is exciting.
What was he like as a kid growing up? I've got a couple of kids and they don't listen to a word I say. What was Campbell like?
Full credit to my wife. She's just, I think most people would sort of tell you when they've met my kids from a very young age, they've always been pretty easy to handle, but they've been kept in line, you know, right from day one. I can remember sort of taking them out for tea, as babies over in Macau, you could take them out as, you know, when they were 18 months old and three, and they'd sit down and sit up and get involved in the conversation like they were adults. So, they've just sort of probably, you know, from what where we've been and what we've done, they've had that experience of sort of being quite mature, even as kids, and it's just been terrific, really. They haven't put a foot out of place, and I can't believe that now they're 19 and 21. I don't know where the time's gone, to be honest.
Are you still taking a really hands-on role with Campbell's development, even though you've been based in Sydney? Do you go through his rides in a mentoring type of role?
Oh, look, of course I do, but I I've got to say, you know, a lot of the credit goes to, you know, obviously Logan McGill down here at Mornington. He's been just amazing with him. Initially he was going to go to my brother Todd, and Todd sort of decided to give up training some few years ago, and that was sort of a real shame. And cause I remember saying that sort of that time, you know, just bloody staying it for another 12 months, you know, like, oh, this kid's going to be your best horse. And just financially it wasn't viable for him. He had a sort of, he met a nice girl, and he sort of moved to Queensland and got married, and then we made a decision to send him back down here to Logan and get involved in the apprentice school down here, and he just hasn't looked back. I mean, you know, you got blokes like Gouch and Alfie Matthews and the boys there at the lads there at the apprentice school are just doing an amazing job. And as I say, Logan's just been outstanding. He's taught him to be a real out-and-out horseman from day one, and that's what's, you know, he's got to be given a lot of the thanks.
You've had a remarkable career. So many Group 1 wins. Would you say Campbell is a natural rider? Would he have, at the same age, have more ability, or would he be on a par as to what you would be?
Look, I think he's probably been around so long, and I think he's got more confidence. But in saying that, you know, I watch him sometimes in races, and he just does things that are a little bit freakish, and it might be just his dad thinking that, but. You know, I think he gets horses in a lovely rhythm. They travel for him, and he just seems to do things that, you know, I don't know, probably sounds a bit ridiculous, but he just does things occasionally that are a little bit freakish, which makes me take notice.
You speak to some fathers who have sons, and there's still a little bit of a rivalry between the father and son, and a lot of them say they can remember the first time that their son actually beat them, whether it's playing basketball or tennis or a running race or a swimming race. How will you be if Campbell beats you on the weekend?
Yeah, well, look, we've sort of, I guess, I remember having running races with him and that over in Hong Kong. He used to sort of come along and train with me, and I struggled. I'd never let him beat me. I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't ask for a running race now. I don't know. He'd probably have me measured. But yeah, look, it's going to be exciting. I mean, you know, we had an opportunity to ride against each other at Bendigo there when he first started off, and you know, it was a day I'll never forget. Just to be sort of down there with all my family, obviously, at Bendigo and that, and get the opportunity to ride against him. But, yeah, I think when we get, you know, if we can sort of, when we do get a chance to fight at a finish somewhere, I think it'd be pretty exciting. And, you know, I think whoever wins will have to get the photo on the wall.
Well, let's bring Campbell in. He's on the line. Hey, Campbell, good morning to you. How are you, mate?
No, really good. Thank you, Michael. Really good.
Well, it's good to get you and your father on together. Now, be totally honest, Campbell. How much do you want to beat your dad in a race?
Well, you know, as much as I want to win any race, but Dad's, we've always had that competitive nature. Like you're saying, in Hong Kong, we'd have running races and he'd leave me in front until the last 30 metres and then just come whoosh past me. And it'd be nice to do that. Get one back on him one day.
How nice is it to have Dad back in town, especially over this summer period where you will be competing against each other?
Yeah, it's been lovely. Obviously, like Dad explained, we sort of didn't have that opportunity for most of 2020. And look, he's done an amazing job in Sydney, and you know, it's nice to sort of have him back down here just for a little bit to sort of, you know, keep on with that success that he's you know, he deserves to sort of, you know, see the family. He's had a bit of a tough haul up there by himself. And, you know, it's, like I said, lovely to have him back.
How much do you look up to your dad? And how much do you, you know, try and use him as inspiration for your career?
Yeah, he's definitely my main role model. You know, he's been my everything. And, look, it's... From day one as a rider, I've always wanted to ride like Dad, and you know, he's been there for me, and you know, I sort of try to fed that back to him as much as possible, and yeah, that's it. So it's just,
yeah. Was there a period that you thought maybe you won't be a jockey, and you flirted with an AFL career? I believe you were a pretty good junior footballer, weren't you?
Yeah, once I wanted to be a jockey, that's what I wanted to be. But from a young age, I, you know, really loved my AFL. You know, that's sort of what I grew up knowing a bit more than horses about. And you know, once I sort of started to move to, well, obviously once I moved to Hong Kong, I became a lot more passionate with the horses and the riding. And basically from that point onwards, it was never... in two minds. It was what I wanted to do and put everything towards.
Nash, do you get nervous when you're watching Campbell?
Oh, you know, I guess there are times, yeah, when you get a bit of a heart flutter, but I'm pretty good. I think it'd be worse for Mum. she's seen the ups and downs of it all, but I think it's more exciting. Since he sort of got going, it's more enjoyment out of it than anything. I've sort of the dangers of it, but you can't sort of think about that. And, you know, same with when you're out in a race yourself, it's never sort of enters your head. But sometimes watching the TV, you can put a bit of a flutter in your heart there. Yeah.
Now, you've only had the opportunity to ride against each other once before, but how do you think it'll be? You've got two rides this weekend. You've got one race two at Moonee Valley and also a ride against each other at Pakenham on Saturday. Do you think subconsciously you'll be aware where Campbell is when you're riding Nash?
I guess it will be, but it's sort of business as usual, but it's something that look, the fact we're both out there and riding in town, as you say, like it's for me, it's just sort of another goal we've sort of ticked off, and really looking forward to it. It'll be just great to sort of have that opportunity to be kicking around together.
And gee, you must be looking forward to Saturday, Campbell. You've got a really nice book of rides, including Mr. Vine M, Written Choice, Wham, and Gold Fields. It's been a tough period in Victoria with all the big guns staying put, but this is your time to shine now for all the apprentices.
Absolutely. No, look, it's I think for everyone's sort of top the brood of how tough it is the riding ranks at the moment, but it's really, really good to have that nice little book of rides on the weekend, and probably a horse I know a bit more about is Goldfields, and he's buying at the moment. It'd be really good to get one on the board for my boss Logan in town.
You got a couple of rides today as well. What's your best over the coming days, do you think, Cam?
I first started today. It's got a bit of odds about it. I tried it probably 3 weeks ago, and I sort of said to Mitch Trotter, I really quite like it as a horse. Whether it's going to need another couple runs just to sort of kick off its prep or not, but it's definitely got the ability there. And if it works out today and gets things right, it could definitely be finishing top three. But probably in the next couple of days, I'd love to sort of see Goldfields. I think he's a very tough horse. He'd be definitely very competitive in the race that he's landed in with a bit of a claim, and also Paddy Payne's horse, like you sort of mentioned, it'll hopefully continue its very, very strong progressive form early in at Pakenham.
And Nash, you've got a nice book of rides as well. It's probably difficult for you to get familiar with these horses again, but you're on a tourney, a horse you would have seen plenty up in Sydney in the Pakenham Cup. What do you think about his chances? He's been backed into favouritism on Saturday.
Yeah, look, he's a lovely horse. I had an opportunity to trial him before he came down to Sandown, and you'd imagine this is as suitable race, if not a little bit more. He's in very good form, and I thought he'd be a terrific chance, and probably a little bit the reason why I've sort of come down here to ride this week. Wasn't touched on, but I actually think Campbell got me off Goldfields when he got 60 kilos. He just reminded his boss that it was a claiming race. So there's no love lost there already.
Well, it's dog eat dog in this world, isn't it, Campbell?
Yeah, no, I made that very clear.
Hey boys, enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a great sidelight to see you both taking on each other, and it's great to see you back in town, Nash. And it's been a good week for the Rewillers. You must have been proud of brother Brad and uncle on the weekend as well, Nash.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's sort of what dreams are made of, really. This is why you know, the racing game's so good that, you know, whether you're an owner or a trainer or a jockey, you know, he sort of, it's given him a new lease of life. It really has. He's sort of just been, you know, I guess, I think I said on TV yesterday, he came back from that neck injury where he had a really bad fall. He was able to sort of kick back into form on Black Heart Bart. He's really struggled since then to sort of gain momentum and support, you know, through no other reason than just what Campbell just said. It's so competitive at the moment. And, you know, he's got sort of three trainers over there that have sort of offered him an opportunity to go over there and ride. And you could just tell straight away. It's just given him a new lease on life. And you know, it really sort of sparked him back into form. And he's gone over there and, you know, really grabbed it with both hands, and it was just terrific to see. That's what I mean. Put it this way, we all got just a tremendous thrill out of watching him do that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It'll be another big thrill for the family over the weekend watching you take on Campbell. Best of luck, gents. May the best man win.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.